My people, this is Brandon, and this is Modern Day Philosophy with, again, the one and only Brandon. And it's been a while. I've been working. But I'm here. We have a good topic today since I feel like today was a good topic day. I'm at a park just chilling. So hope y'all enjoy. Y'all know you can find the social media and stuff in the chat, or not in the chat, in the description. And so I hope y'all doing good, and well, let's just carry on. So today we're finally covering the topic of abortion. I don't know why I'm so excited for that. It's not really a thing to be excited for, but I'm just excited to see what people are gonna say about it or what their outlook on it is. And so I'm just here to give my outlook on it. And so of course, like, the question is abortion wrong, apart from the scientific point of views of, like, the human being alive or not alive, first of all. And second of all, I more want to look at the religion to scientific form of the whole story of abortion. Meaning, like, I'm looking at the situation between that woman who is, because really a guy shouldn't be telling you to get an abortion, so we're just gonna rule that out. That should be pretty much known that a guy can't tell a girl what to do with her body, or he can, but she don't have to follow it, obviously. But let's say that woman is a super hard Catholic, makes a mistake or something, or maybe even gets raped and doesn't know if she should have the baby because it's not her baby. She might have some hidden resentment towards that baby and, like, want to kill them, or, like, not going to treat them right, because at the end of the day, she's human too and she'll make mistakes. But the Bible says that, you know, it's murder. You shouldn't be doing stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, she's stuck in between that realm. And a lot of people always want to, not a lot of people, but some people that I talk to, they say that religion and abortion don't really go together. And in some cases they do, because that's just the way some people were raised. Like, some people are raised that they believe in the Bible and Bibles and God and all that. And so when you believe in that stuff, it has rules. So it's just the case. But the point being is that my take on abortion is that if you cannot give that baby a life that's better than the life that you lived yourself, then, and you know that you're not ready for the baby, then you shouldn't have the baby. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, not only is it, like, the world already overpopulated to a sense, like, oh, there's so many people here, but the fact being that you're bringing in someone and you're not really financially, mentally stable, then you kind of, but you feel forced to bring it because God said to bring it. Like, it really is a conflict between an immovable object and an unstoppable force, because you're always going to be in full turmoil. But I'm just saying, if you're trying to live a life, a happy life, at least on this earth, then the best thing to do is to only have a baby when you're ready, to me, because it just seems like it's so much stress and it takes away from everything else around your life. You have to put everything else on hold. Usually, I'm just talking, I'm a guy, so what the hell do I know about abortions? And what the hell do I know? And I'm 19, so I haven't really experienced shit. But just from me looking outside, you know, just looking at, observing. I'm an observer. I observe things, you know what I'm saying? I don't speak without, like, at least having a clear sense of what I want to say. And so, anyway, I got on a little tangent. But the point being is, like, I know this topic's gonna pop up again because I'll probably have a girl with me next time I do this, but it's just an introduction to my point of view. So the next time I bring this up to more people, you guys don't really have to think about what I think about it, because I'll probably talk, but like, you kind of already have the basis. And so I just don't think so. Like, the baby's just, I know, like, it's Bible, yes, like, you have to follow the Bible. But, or at least most people try to. But what if in that case it doesn't benefit? Yeah, it could benefit you later, but like, what if it doesn't benefit you now? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a really big thing for me about just doing things when you're ready. That baby's gonna have a hard life, then why put it through it? And if that baby's gonna make you struggle, then why do that? If you can't, like, find a way, if you're living, like, paycheck to paycheck and shit, and, like, you don't have, I don't know, like, you're not, like I said, financially stable, you shouldn't, because if you can barely take care of yourself, you need to take care of yourself before you take care of others, so that still stands, that saying still stands, that idiom still stands. So that's my point of view on it. And I know, like, another topic for it would be, like, the scientific part, which is, like, oh, when is the baby alive and when the baby isn't alive? I believe it's, what, scientifically, it's, like, what, three months, that, like, the baby's, like, actually, like, everything is coherent, but people will say, like, oh, but that's still gonna become something, so it's still kind of, like, killing it. And so, like, that's another topic, like, if you already have the baby in you and, like, it already says you're pregnant, is it still abortion because, or is it still, not abortion, it's still killing because, like, you already know that's going to amount to something. You already know, pretty sure it's going to amount to a human. Is that is that killing? Is that murder? Are women murderers? Like, what? That's a little far-fetched, but it's still, I don't know. If people are having abortions when it's too late, then that, does that make them a murderer if the kid's already scientifically alive? So many questions. And of course I'm gonna bring all these up to people soon. I'm gonna be having people on here because I'm with a lot of people a lot of times, but I'm usually working on the clothing. But it's just a how do you separate the two? If I knew something's gonna turn out to something, then how is it still not killing if it says that you're pregnant? But, and then if you have an abortion too late, but it's still not a living thing, then, like, hasn't amounted to anything, then is it still where are the guidelines to abortions and abortion? Where's the manual? I need a manual. I need the instructions, like, because when I think about it, it's so open to the behold. It's too open to the person. Like, it's too easy to interpret in different ways. If I interpret it like, oh, okay, it's like, what's it called? It's like three separate groups, but they intersect at a point. Like, let's say, like, oh, I could think abortion at any time is wrong, and I'm Christian, which means I'm gonna keep the baby. And then it could be like, okay, it's not living yet, so I can go an abortion. I could abort the baby, but I'm Christian, or Catholic, so I don't believe in abortion, and that one's, like, 50-50, depends on what you do, and it's like, okay, well, I don't believe in I'm not a Christian, but the baby is already full. Do I keep the baby or not keep that one? Is 50-52. And then there's I don't believe in abortion, and I mean I believe in abortion, and I'm not Christian, and it's early, so I'm not gonna keep the baby. There's so many options.
Like, does there need to be something that's written down in stone for people to say like an abortion is needed, and or when you can get an abortion, not get an abortion? Is there guidelines? Like, I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't know. It's crazy. This is just a little introduction, a little bit to season the spirits. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of questions.
But yeah, I'm really. If you guys, the listeners, if y'all ever have time to like comment and give your opinion, I expect the women to go crazy for this, because women probably are more in depth with this stuff than men, obviously, because we don't have to deal with it because we're privileged in a sense. But I would really like your take on it, because this is like, I don't know. I feel like this is something that should be talked about a little more, especially in a modern day philosophy, because it is a philosophy. There's a lot of philosophy to it, and so shoot, I just want to know what are y'all thinking, because I know what I'm thinking, but I'm 19, I don't know shit, so we'll leave this up to you guys. But in that case, you know, hopefully y'all enjoy y'all day. And hopefully I didn't ruin y'all day by talking about abortion, but it needs to be talked about. Ain't nobody scared over here. Ain't no problem. So, y'all have a nice day, and stay hydrated. It's hot as shit. I'm tired of this. It's supposed to be springtime. This is totally different. This is beyond me. It's hot. And y'all have a nice day.